Om Shanti. So the topic that I've been churning is a really, really big topic. It is love, the most misunderstood word in the world. And it's kind of a culmination of all the other topics that people were speaking about. The gratitude, the forgiveness, the transforming of habits and imagination and decision-making power. So all the other powers really come into play, and then there is the power of love, which is the culmination of them. So I wanted to say that the only true love that exists in this world is the love of God for the soul and the love of the soul for God. So all other forms of love are not really love. And Baba says, anything you want, anything you need, all you have to do is to remember one word, and that is Baba. So remember Baba, my Baba. So whatever situation you get into, never feel that you're alone, because you're not alone. So just remember my Baba, and he's there to help you and to come and be with you. So I wanted to say that this Shivratri at our center, we had a very nice concept for our blessing. We were talking about eternal love, and we created this picture with a heart, with a symbol of the eternity symbol in the middle of the heart. And then it was made very beautifully with color. And then on the back side, we each wrote a blessing. And then the blessings were put together, and they were given to everybody. And of course, everybody always gets the perfect blessing for themselves. Back when I was, I got knowledge when I was 47, but back when I was about 18 or 19, I do remember reading this book from Eric Fromm, and he talked about love. It was called Love, the book. And it really struck my heart then. I read it, it touched me deeply, but then I forgot about it and I lived my life. And then at age 47, I got this knowledge, so it was kind of amazing. But he talked about how the only true love is the love between the soul and God. And I don't know if he used the word soul, he might not have, but he said the only true love is the love of God, and that all other loves are searching to get back to the love of God. It's amazing that he wrote that in the 1920s, I think. And he wrote about different types of love, brotherly love, love for God, romantic love, and all the different types of love. But he said that really the soul is just searching for the love of God. And Baba says at the end, do you have a loving or a non-loving intellect at the end? Yesterday there was a beautiful song. I don't know what it's called, but it was played after Amritvela in the meditation hall. And the song just had a melody that just flowed and kept in my mind for a long time. Now I can't remember it, but it was, is that what it was? It said Sita Ram, Sita Ram, and then it had Bache and Baba, and the rest I don't know the words, but it was this very melodious sound. It was just so beautiful. I don't think I've ever heard another Hindi song that sounded that beautiful, and I wish I could play it again. So Baba says the whole world is desperate for just one drop of soul conscious love. And so this is what we have to do. We have to really, really give these vibrations, these waves of soul conscious love, and radiate them out to the world, because the world is in so much fear. And when there's fear, there can't be love. and you can't have both at the same time. So this virus has got people really, really scared. And not only the virus, but the fear for double foreigners of being stranded somewhere and not being able to get it back. That's also a big fear. And there's many other fears that people have. But right now, that's the predominant one. So we really, really have to remember Baba a lot and send out a lot of vibrations to souls. People have so much mistrust because love has been confused with lust and attachment. So hardly anybody, people have a really hard time saying I love you to anybody, and they have a hard time hearing I love you from anybody, or they hear it and it just goes in one ear and out the other, and they don't really accept it because there's all this mistrust and they've been deceived so many times. And it's more comfortable for people to say I love certain types of food, or I love certain sports or certain activities, so they feel more comfortable to say that than they do to say to another human being, I love you. They hardly can say that, because maybe they can, but the people who hear it, they feel that it's not true. They just feel that and even the person who's speaking it feels insincere while they're saying it, I think. My favorite picture in Madhuban is that one in the courtyard of Baba, and he's holding out his hands like this, and it's got a very light blue background. It's very pale, very light. And that picture makes me feel that I can put all my burdens in his arms, or put myself in his arms. And it's a feeling, I grew up in the religion of Christianity, although I did reject it by age 14. But I did read the Bible probably seven times, the whole Bible from front to back, probably seven times in my growing up years, because I guess because we had to, and we got a prize at the end of doing it. And so I do have, when I first came into Gyan, there were a lot of Bible verses that kind of came into my mind. And that picture, the one that kind of comes to mind is, come ye all ye who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Maybe there's more to it than that. But that reminds me of that. So give everything, surrender everything to me. Another one that came to mind when I first came, there were so many actually. Now I can hardly remember them, but at that time there were many that came to my mind, like, I will never leave you or forsake you. And it was me saying it to Baba, and it was Baba saying it to me. And all things work together for good. That was another one. And it said, for those who love the Lord. I remember that one. And there were many other verses that came to mind. I'm sorry that I'm getting so emotional. Excuse me. So, we need to be like a lotus flower with our roots planted firmly below the earth in the muddy water, and our petals above the water and unaffected by all of the stuff that's going on in the world. Loving and detached. That's what we need to be. Baba says, are you loving to God, or are you loving to your own body and all your bodily relations? Which one are you loving to? Put your hand in Baba's hand and grab a hold of Baba's hand, and he will give you platefuls of the jewels of knowledge to keep you stable. take Baba as your one strength and your one support and go into the unlimited. Yeah, when I first came into GAN, I was very, very, very grateful to Baba because this knowledge straightened me out a lot. Prior to this knowledge, I was so confused because I was very, very confused. Because I had a very, very strong Christian background, very strong. Like, my parents were missionaries in Thailand, so I grew up in Thailand. And I was very confused, very confused. And I did have a lot of love for Thailand and for Buddhism and all of that, but then I felt really tugged, a tug of war between the two places and the two ideologies of the Christian religion and the Buddhist religion. And I knew that there were mistakes in Christianity, but I couldn't put my finger on what the mistakes were. I knew that it wasn't all true. And yet, I knew that there were parts of it that were true. And yet it was being fed to me as though it was all true. And so I was very confused, and when I came into GAN, Baba said this and this and this and this, and I was going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I had lived a very rebellious life from age 14 to age 47, rebellious against religion. And so Baba wants us to remember him all the time, constantly. When we have physical love, we remember somebody a lot, but you never remember anybody constantly until Baba comes, and he wants us to remember him constantly. And he's the only one that knows the ins and outs of us, all the history and all the many births, what we've done and where we've been. He's the only one that knows everything, and so we have to really remember him and be aware of all the things that we've done and tell him about them and let them, release them, and become carefree kings in the drama. Fear is the opposite of love, and fear is just false emotions appearing real. And fear, when you have fear, you can't have love. So you got to get out of fear ASAP. And that's really what my Madhaban trip here this time is about. It's about getting away from fear, getting out of fear, and getting into love, being in love. Yeah, we've had a lot of experience in the last few days with this this event that's taking place in the world, and being told that the airports are closing and we have to get out of here and all of these kind of things. And the fear shapes your mind and also creates the circumstance. So if you can just say no to the fear, like really just say no, and if you can say no to Maya, the circumstances actually change, because the circumstances aren't really real because they're shaped by the fear. Did you know that? Even the circumstances that they're telling us about here aren't really real. And we've discovered that. So I don't know if you remember Dr. Emoto and his pictures of the drops of water that were affected by the thoughts. The thought of fear, the water that was shaped by fear, was really ugly. And the water shaped by love was very beautiful and like a snowflake. Do you remember those visuals? Yeah. So, and all of that is inside of you. All that water is inside of you. So if you have fear, your water droplets inside are shaped in that ugly way, and it's sending out a vibration, and it's not helping anybody, and it's not helping the circumstances. Baba said, what about, he asked a question a few Murlis ago about families. What do families look like who are Lokic families versus Alokic families? So the Lokic world, the families, there's so much attachment and expectation and fear and anger. Families are fighting each other and arguing and everything else. Even in the world, I heard that people were beating each other up over toilet paper. They were, because of the fear of being isolated, quarantined, and not having any toilet paper, and they were trying to buy toilet paper. This is somebody who's telling us this. And they were hitting each other over the head just to get, with clubs, just to get toilet paper. So attachment does so much harm, and yet we call it love. And Alokic families, where there's love, where there's true love, where there's soul conscious love, there's going to be a lot more silence and a lot more space, giving people space to be who they are, the space to just be themselves and not feeling forcing anybody to be a certain way. So it's letting go of force. Oh yes, you're safe with the boatman. You're in the boat and you're going along, and the boat is going to rock, because Baba says it's going to rock, but it isn't going to tip over and you're not going to fall out. So stay in the boat. So it's more valuable just to stay put most of the time. There's seldom when you actually have to get out of the, well, you don't ever have to get out of the boat, but most of the time it's just being a detached observer and staying in the boat. You need to really trust Baba. Trust him with everything. Trust him fully. Be loving and cooperative with everyone, but keep your mind linked with Baba. And don't get anybody else attached to you. Help them to link their minds with Baba. Let everyone experience your waves of cool and peaceful love coming from your thoughts, words and actions, from your face, from your hands, from your vibrations. Let everyone experience love coming from you. And it's the love for the Father. And because the Father loves humanity, the world, it's the love for the world, but first it's the love for the Father. People don't want selfish love anymore. So until now, they were going into all this selfish love. But now, with the way the circumstances are going, they don't have any desire anymore for the selfish love. They really want pure love. Use your body, mind, and wealth, and use your specialties in service. Be a trustee. Absolutely nothing belongs to you. Nothing at all. Don't think anything is yours. You don't own money. You don't own things. You don't own people. You don't own anything. Nothing. You're just a point of light. Keep on telling yourself this to get it through your head, because it's not just words. You have to live in that way too. Wear the crown of light. Destroy all relationships with bodily beings. Finish them. just like in the Mahabharata, when Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to kill everyone, kill them. You have to kill off all the relationships, which doesn't mean you shouldn't love them with soul conscious brotherly love. You should. Now, is this board available that I could draw on it? Okay, so there was a sister. Oh, I can't even believe the time. There was a sister, and she had a very nice, she showed me something very nice that she had learned from a class. It's very simple, and I thought I would just sketch it for you because I have been using it, and it was very beautiful. So here's a picture of the soul and Supreme Soul. And when you're with Baba, you're beyond all harm. You're beyond harm. Nothing can harm you. So you're in your higher consciousness, your higher awareness, and you're beyond all harm. Down below, it's the drama, and the drama's playing out, and if you go down here, you come into harm's way. But if you stay up there, you're beyond harm. So the drama's down there, and the drama is changeable, unpredictable, it's temporary, and there's ignorance, Maya, down there. Up here, there's clarity. And down here is confusion. Confusion, and if you go down here, you become stone. And if you go up, you become divine. And so as you're going along throughout your day, ask yourself, am I up above? Am I above the line or am I below the line? And it's a very simple little sketch she drew for me, but it's very helpful. Om Shanti.